It has taken more than a decade, but Yosemite National Park finally released today its draft plans to protect and restore the Merced River Corridor for the next 20 years. The plans, which include six different alternatives, are intended to preserve the river and provide visitors with opportunities to enjoy the river, according to Kathleen Morse, chief of planning at Yosemite National Park.
So it's a dual-purpose plan. One, to protect the resources, two, to provide access to them.
The plan is mainly focused on restoring, protecting, and enhancing the Merced River, as well as the park's riverbanks and meadows. But the proposed changes could also impact the experience of the millions of people who visit the park each year. The preferred plan would aim to ease traffic in the park. It would make significant changes to the traffic circulation pattern and increase day-use parking spaces in Yosemite Valley. It would also create a pedestrian underpass between Yosemite Lodge and Yosemite Falls, Morse said.
So all of these bottlenecks and transportation system glitches have caused a lot of the traffic congestion and crowding that we're experiencing. So by fixing those, we hope to provide a better visitor experience and to alleviate some of that vehicle problem.
The plan would add trails, like an interpretive nature walk highlighting the river, and it would redesign the trails, boardwalks, and viewing platform at the base of Bridal Veil Falls. It also increases opportunities to camp in Yosemite Valley while preserving Yosemite Lodge, which had been slated for removal under another plan. Yosemite National Park will be accepting public comments on the plan through April 18th. A final decision is expected in July. For Valley Public Radio, I'm Rebecca Plevin.